This is another edition of the PPBD edition of the podcast, the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State Athletics, right here in Manhattan, Kansas. Your host, Eddie Greer, here with you guys. Once again, it's been a busy Purple Project Podcast Monday again, here as it is starting to come down a little bit here. Rain, mix, snow, whatever you want to call it. More like outside the basement of the Greer residence. Looks like more of rain snow mix right now on this Monday the 14th of November 14th 2022. Excuse me. Focusing on men's golf, we turn the page here real quick. Again, if you're not subscribed to the podcast, might want to do that right now, where we're the only K-State podcast that posts this daily content, and that includes Saturday and Sunday. And for the second straight year, K-State men's golfer Cooper Schultz. And remember, this guy was the golfer, NCAA's golfer of the month back in September. I believe that's right on that. He was named a couple of days ago Kansas Amateur Player of the Year by Central Links Golf. Hell yeah. Definitely noteworthy, obviously. He had a red-hot summer for Schultz as he continued. Well, he advanced in the Kansas Amateur Match Play Championship, earning a bid to the 122nd USA Amateur Golf after shooting 8 under par, 136 in a qualifying event as well. And he became just the third Wildcat to qualify for the U.S. Amateur in consecutive years. In a press release here, quote from Cooper, "It feels great to be recognized for the golfer, for the golf I played, and I feel like I've earned it with the amount of work I put into it," he said. And quote, "There have been a lot of good golfers to win Kansas Player of the Year, and two of them are in the PGA Tour right now. So having my name next to theirs is pretty special," end quote, as well. Remember, I thought as Cooper Schultz was more of an upperclassman. This cat, only a soft red shirt sophomore from Andover, Kansas. And that momentum of the summer has turned into a huge fall for this young man right here in Manhattan. Schultz won the individual championship earlier this year at the Wildcat Invitational and helped lead the Cats to 3 consecutive team titles to open the fall semester, which earned them a first ranking of 18th by GolfStat. Also, the Big 12 Conference honor Schultz as the Big 12 Golfer of the Month of September, like I just mentioned. Okay, that confirmed that, marking the first time a Wildcat received the award since 2018. Schultz and the Cats will be back in action in a couple months when the calendar year turns 2023 in February 13th and the 14th at the Mobile Bay Intercollegiate. The spring schedule includes 6 regular season events before the Big 12 Championship goes down in late April, and those dates are already out, the 24th and the 26th. So I cut in here once again, K-State Nation, to tell you, congratulations to Cooper Schultz. That has got lost, obviously. Well, I was, for one, not feeling very well. So there's that. And, of course, we have football going on, basketball taking center stage as well. And then you have cross-country. Again, Stephen Kilhoffner earning regional honors over the weekend. Now, well, this was after the fact that Cooper Schultz earning this award as well. So kudos again to our guy, redshirt sophomore Cooper Schultz, for getting it done. Kansas Amateur Player of the Year, well deserved. So obviously all that momentum built this past summer is translated now to gain this huge award now. And the Cats, again, this team gonna be something to deal with here, this men's golf team. Obviously the women are in a different trajectory, but this men's team got their eyes set on something bigger. And I was a little disappointed when they got, sixth in the Big 12 match play a few weeks ago or a month ago, somewhere in there. So I'm pretty sure you're not going to get any work in this weather, I'll tell you that. You're not going to get anything in this weather, I'll tell you that. Excuse me. But definitely, it's going to be cooler, I guess, with the winter and the else like that. So definitely going to be some challenging conditions. But again, I don't think that this with this team up and down the men's golf roster doesn't faze them, because obviously when you built the momentum like this team has, and your head coach is Grant Robbins, who got an extension early this semester as well, this team has a lot of potential. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they have in store for us here come spring semester here. But congratulations once again to Cooper Schultz, Kansas Amateur Player of the Year, folks. Huge honor here. Cooper Schultz continuing to rack up the trophy case here in 2022 as it's about to come to a close here in another month of Pro Puncher Podcast. Get it wherever you find your podcast, folks. Again, you're not subscribed to Triple P, might want to do that now. It is a part of the Kansas State family of podcasts, folks. You can find us there. You can find, obviously, Bosco's Boys. You have the short side option podcast, Collins and Kimball podcast, Three Mall, top of the list there, Power Cat podcast, Aggieville Boys podcast. I named probably most of them of the K-State Nation podcast network. Yeah, I specifically named it. So definitely add us if you have not already. We're the only K-State podcast that posts daily content. So make sure you want more K-State content other than football and basketball. Pro Project Podcast, place to do it. And when I say basketball, I mean men's basketball. So you want women's basketball, you want all that smoke, make sure you subscribe to the Purple Project Podcast. And make sure you, if you have not already, download other content as well throughout the fall semester as well. We're getting close to the end of the year. Make sure if you are new to the show, get familiarized with our content. You download a daily, a weekly podcast. And my co-host, Alex Aiden, my co-host for the weekly edition of podcast. And speaking of which, we are going to get down to business and record this weekly this week as well, which will feature mostly football in there as well. So looking forward to doing that here this evening. That's going to do it on this edition of the PBBD, edition of the show. Cooper Schultz getting it done once again for K-State Men's Golf.